various statistics that we're putting out, I guess where we can, we could utilize them to our benefit between now and the election. And where changing the way of putting them out would be criticized, we could leave it last election.
Right.
But I'm not happy with Ross's reports regularly, and I think that they could be improved on, number one. Number two, I don't get the information that we can use very effectively from the other departments. I don't know how many of them put out statistics that are vital to the American people, but Commerce has a report this morning that personal income is up $50 billion since August last year. I would like for that stuff to be collected by some real expert, probably in budget, before it's released, and then determine how we can effectively use it. It seems to me that's quite an achievement, to have personal income up $50 billion in 12 months. That's more than the whole gross national product under Herbert Hoover. And we're not using it. It's just a bunch of gobbledygook now. On the other hand, if wholesale prices go up 0.1%, we've got 18 inches on there, and then the next day it's the cost consumer price index up 0.2%, and that's way up. The next day, copper went up 2%, and that's hell. And they just keep 7 days a week of these things coming out. Now, I don't know what ought to be done, if anything. I'm not saying that. Just asking a good, wise, progressive, able man to get one or two good people that he trusts together and look at Commerce and their personal income and look at consumer and wholesale and retail and every other branch they got and see how we can put these things up once a month or once every 2 weeks or whatever it is, at least where you're satisfied. And if you were running the company and it was your personal business that you're doing in the most honest and most effective way possible. I don't believe we're doing that now. It may be that we are.
You're right. I agree 100%. The public is simply not getting a fair picture of what's going on, because any bad news is distorted, and no apologies at all, as far as I'm concerned. I think what you're suggesting is, if I can put it in my understanding of it, that we do whatever's necessary to see that the straight, honest, balanced story gets across.
That's exactly right. And
it's not.
Of course, I don't know, but I have this feeling. If you were on the Today Show, and for the first time you gave out the story that we are terribly concerned about any increases in cost of living, but we are equally concerned about taking a man's job away from him. And we don't want to take any action that will take his job away from him. It's better for him to have his pocket full of $3 an hour money and pay 2.8% more than to pay 3.8% more as he did in 57 and be unemployed. And we've got 9 million more jobs. And in the last 12 months, we've got $50 billion more that went into those pockets. And sure, the costs have gone up, but we could cut off everything and make them go down, but we could make them employment go down too. And we have to weigh the one against the other. And I suggest, before everybody just gets too hot and bothered and goes off on a Nixon cycle about Johnson prices, to also talk a little about Johnson income and Johnson jobs. And the fact is, we're carrying on a war in Vietnam, and we're carrying on a great society at home, education and Medicare and health. And we're doing all these things, and still the cost of living has not gone up half as much as it did under Eisenhower when they had no war and when they had high unemployment. His cost of living went up 3.8 in 1957. Our cost of living has gone up 2.8 the last 12 months. His income's going down, ours went up $50 billion. So Mr. Nixon ought to discuss that with you. Now, somebody's got to be willing to speak out in this cabinet. I don't know who it is. I may get old Harry Lickey's son. They told me he's 50 years old somewhere. I can send for him. But we got to have somebody that at least gives our side the picture. I see no reason for us running around apologizing for getting 9 million people to work, the highest wages ever. But the damn labor union's not doing anything to help us. They just bellyache. And if you look at this cabinet schedule, we haven't got any cabinet members out speaking. And I see announcements on the tickers about personal income up $50 billion in 12 months. And nobody even tied to it, not Wirtz, not Connor, not Johnson, not even the Brotherhood of Plumbers or something. And it seems to me that we just too dumb to take credit for what we do, and we get to blame for everything that happened. So I thought if you would just accept this assignment from your president to get one or two of the men with you and say, I want you to serve with me, to look at the data that we release from Commerce on Business and the data that we release from Labor on Labor. And let me get a look at them and have a committee look at them before they're made public, and let's see how we can best get the truth out.
Let me see if I've got the right feel of it. Would this mean Jack Connor and Gardner Ackley that I'd ask to work with me?
Well, that might be all right.
Okay.
I don't care if you just do it by yourself. You just pick the ball and run with it and do whatever you think's best.
It's all right with you. I'll take that step first alone.
All right. Okay.
Okay, thanks.